Coming up on episode number 690, we're going to switch things up this week and move the cover story to tonight, and I've got something else scheduled for this Thursday. So tonight we're going to do a cover story focusing on Marshall Mathers, better known as Eminem. You're going to hear everything from parody to rock to, well, rap in a country style. And because you can't cover Eminem without dropping a few F-bombs and misogynist lyrics, please, please, please keep this out of the ears of children. All this coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for another hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is July 20th, 2010. My name is Brian, and welcome to another Cover Story edition of Coverville. Yeah, only on Coverville are you going to get back-to-back episodes, one featuring Tom Jones, the next one featuring Eminem. How's that, man? Like I said, we've got something else scheduled for this Thursday's show, so tonight's show is going to be the cover story, and it's going to be focused on the music of Eminem. It's going to be a collection of his hits done in all sorts of different styles, jazz and rap and country and rock. And we're going to kick things off with Lounge. This is a great album, you know, for being one of those lounge tributes to somebody. This one really injects a lot of unique flair and isn't just, you know, xylophone and brush drums and that sort of thing. This comes from a 2002 collection called The Lounge Tribute to Eminem. It's by a group called Lounge Brigade, and it's a cover of The Real Slim Shady.
Can I have your attention, please? Will The Real Slim Shady please stand up?
I'm the real Slim Shady. I just imitate. Want the real Slim Shady. You all act like you ain't seen a white person before. Like Pam and Tommy just burst in the door. Started whooping her ass worse than before. That game over the furniture. And Frank said, nothing, you idiots. Frank's dead. Feminist broads love Eminem. Slim Shady, I'm so sick of him. Look at him grab his zooby-doo-wop-bye. Yeah, I got a couple screws up in my head loose, but no worse than what's going on in your parents' bedroom. Sometimes I wanna get on TV and just let loose, but I can't. But it's cool for Tom Green to hump a dead moose. My bum is on your lips. Ah, my bum is on your lips. Yeah. If luck is a lady, she'll give it a little kiss. I'm Slim Shady. And I'm the real Slim Shady. Oh, you love a Slim Shady. I just imitate. On the real Slim Shady. Will Smith don't got a cuss in his raps to sell records. Well, I do. So fuck him and fuck you too. You think I give a damn about a Grammy? Half of you critics can't even stand me. Don't try to sit me here next to Britney Spears. Christina Aguilera better switch me chairs so I can sit next to Carson Daly and Fred Durst and hear him argue over who she give head to first. I'm like a head trip to listen to, 'cause I'm only giving you things you joke about with your friends in your living room. But I got the balls to say in front of y'all, and I don't gotta be false or sugarcoat it at all. Picture nurses' asses when I'm jacking up with Jergens, and I'm jerking, but this bag of Viagra isn't working. And every single person is a Slim Shady lurking. He could be working at Burger King, spitting on your onion rings.
I'm Slim Shady.
I'm the real Slim Shady. I just imitate. Want the real Slim Shady. Please stand up. Stand up. Get on up. Please stand up. Oh, stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Please stand up. Oh, stand up. All y'all get on up now. Stand up. Stand up.
Okay.
Results of 1,000 electric volts, a neck with bolts.
Nurse for losing him, check the pulse. A kid who refused to respect adults. Wore spectacles with tape frames and a freckled nose. A corny looking child, scrawny and always ornery, 'cause I was always sick of brawny bullies picking on me.
And I might snap one day just like that. I decided to strike back and flatten every tire on the bike rack.
My first day in junior high, this kid said,
it's you and I, 3 o'clock sharp, this afternoon you die.
I looked at my watch, it was 1:20. I already gave you my lunch money, what more do you want from me? He said,
don't try and run from me, you'll just make it worse.
My palms were sweaty and I started to shake at first. Something told me, try to fake a stomach ache, it works. I screamed, ow, my appendix feels like it could burst. Teacher, teacher, quick, get me the nurse.
What's the matter?
I don't know, nurse, my leg, it hurts.
Leg, I thought you said that it was your tummy.
Oh, I mean, it is, but I also got a bum knee.
Mr. Lewis, the fun and games are over, and just for that stunt, you're gonna get some extra homework.
But don't you wanna give me after-school detention?
Now that bully wants to beat you up, and I'm gonna let him.
Brain damage.
Ever since the day I was born. Drugs is what they used to say I was on. They say I never knew which way I was going. But everywhere I go, they keep playing my song. Brain damage. Ever since the day I was born. Drugs is what they used to say I was on. They say I never knew which way I was going. But everywhere I go, they keep playing my song. It's brain damage. Somehow I made it home, and later that same day I started reading a comic, and suddenly everything became grey.
I couldn't even see what I was trying to read. I went deaf and my left ear started to bleed. My mother said,
what are you on drugs? Look at you, you're getting blood all over my rug.
She beat me over the head with the remote control.
Opened a hole and my whole brain fell out of my skull.
I picked it up and screamed, look what you've done.
Oh my god, I'm sorry, son.
Shut up, mom, I'll do it. I took it and screwed it back up in my head. Then I sewed it shut and put two screws in my neck. Brain damage ever since the day I was born. Drugs is what they used to say I was on. They say I never knew which way I was going. But everywhere I go, they keep playing my song.
Brain damage
ever since the day I was born. Drugs is what they used to say I was on. They say I never knew which way I was going. But everywhere I go, they keep playing my song. Brain damage.
It's brain damage.
I got brain damage.
It's brain damage.
It's probably brain damage.
It's brain damage.
Brain damage.
I got brain damage.
Cool.
Yeah.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy, there's vomit on his sweater already. Bombs, spaghetti, he's nervous. On the surface, he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how everybody's joking now. The clock's run out, time's up, overplow. Smack back to reality, oh, there goes gravity, oh, there goes gravity, choke. He's so mad, but he won't give up. That is, he know he won't have it. He knows his home, back to these ropes. It don't matter, he's dope. He knows that, but he's broke. He's so stacked that he knows when he goes back to this mobile home. That's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This whole rap, you better go capture the music and hope it don't pass it and lose yourself in the music. The more that you want it, better never let it go. You only get one shot, and now there's a chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music. The more that you want it, better never let it go. You only get one shot, and now there's a chance to blow. Opportunity comes once in a lifetime. The soul's escaping through this hole that is gaping. This world is mine for the taking. Make me king as we move toward a new world order. A normal life is boring, but superstardom's close to postmortem. Only grows hotter, only grows hotter. These girls is all on goes, it's all over. Coast to coast shows, he's known as the Globetrotter. Lonely roads, God only knows. Going farther from home, he's no father. Goes home and barely knows his own daughter. Hold your nose, cause here goes the cold water. Goes no water no more, it's cold water. Call rage, tear this roof off like two dogs' cage. I was playing in the beginning, the mood all changed. I've been chewed up and spit out and put off stage. But I kept prime and step right in the next cycle. Let's believe somebody's paying the pot cycle. All the pain inside amplified by the fact that I can't survive with my 9 to 5. And I can't provide the right cycle. For my family, cause man, he's got family. Steps don't buy diapers. And a snowman, there's no macaque fiber. This is my life, and these times are so hard. It's getting even harder, trying to feed the water. My C plus, see the sun caught up between me and a father and a prima donna. Baby's mama's drama, screaming on her. Too much for me to wanna. Mama, I love you, but this trailer's got to go. I cannot grow up and say it's right. Here I go with my shot, feet fail me now. Maybe the only opportunity. Shot, now it's a chance.
That is Shelter Belt from a collection called These Songs Were Not Written by Shelter Belt. Case in point, Dr. Dre and Eminem's Forgot About Dre track there, which was performed by both Dr. Dre and Eminem. But hey, it falls square into this Eminem cover story, certainly. Again, Shelter Belt, the name of the band. Before that, The Script, an Irish band whose music was picked for the video game FIFA 09, F-I-F-A 09. You know, if people are still in a soccer mood, that one came out last year, but still, there you go. That was The Script with their cover of Lose Yourself, which they recorded for Radio 1 Live Lounge, included on the Live Lounge 3 CD in 2008. Before that, a recording that you'll find all over the web, Jeffrey Lewis and Laura Marling with their cover of Eminem's Brain Damage. That one, just a fun little folk ditty right there. Jeffrey Lewis is a New York-based anti-folk singer, and Laura Marling is from the UK. They perform that together, and I think they do just an amazing job on that one. And then we start off with Lounge Brigade with The Real Slim Shady from their Lounge Tribute to Eminem from 2002. Cool to hear these lounge cover CDs that actually have lyrics and are a little bit more than just, you know, just straight ahead lounge covers, kind of like some of the string quartet tributes and things like that. That one's a lot of fun. I really like that a lot. Coverville tonight is brought to you by Bluehost, bluehost.com. Affordable, reliable web hosting solutions. $6.95 a month is how much you're going to pay, and you get all of this. You get your domain, first and foremost, your domain. So you don't have a website yet? Perfect. Start with these guys and register your domain and get your hosting all in one step, and all for that same low price. You get your unlimited hosting space. Put as much stuff as you want on your website. Don't worry, the floorboards won't creak. You won't run out of room. You can put as much as you want on there. Unlimited file transfer, so you won't run out of bandwidth halfway through the month if your site is popular, if your site gets a lot of traffic. Unlimited number of email accounts, so you can create an account for every every employee in your company, everything. And let's say you do already have your domain and you want to go with them. Don't worry, still $6.95. But when it comes time to renew your domain, just switch it over to Bluehost and it'll be included in that $6.95 a month. Go to coverville.com, look for the advertisement, the banner over on the right side of the page or in the show notes for this episode. Click that. It'll take you over to Bluehost, but it'll also give me a little kickback when you sign up. So please use that. That helps me out and helps you out with Bluehost.com. All right, we've got to do a couple parodies here. And unfortunately, they're parodies of the same song. They kind of parody the song in a similar way. However, both of them are unique and they're both funny. And the subjects of their parody is vastly different. Now, Eminem came out with the song Stan, which was a tune where he read the fictionalized letters of a crazed stalker fan of his, who eventually ends up killing his wife and child and himself in a car crash. And it kind of, you know, shows that obsessed fan kind of to the extreme. Well, the next two bands, the next two performers, follow that same path with covers of this song, parodies of this song. The first one, a group called the Four Eyes, a group that discovered Coverville thanks to World of Warcraft and the Instance podcast, which I was a guest on a few months ago. The Four Eyes with their cover from their Secret Center Sessions, Volume 3, Disc 1. Is that right? Yeah, from 2008. Here's their cover entitled Stan Lee.
Take a lot of credit. drugs on the street, and I knocked one of them down, and I said, take that, you blankety blank drug dealers. Get out of my neighborhood. No one sells drugs in my neighborhood. Yeah, man.
Friends don't call, I wonder why. Got out of bed at all. A morning rain clogs up my window, but I can't see it. Even if I could, it would all be great. There's a picture on my wall. It reminds me that it's not so bad. It's not so bad.
Dear Stanley, I got this great idea for a new comic. Okay, it's a Punisher, right?
Martini's gone warm, I'm wondering why. I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window, and I can't see it all. And even if I could, it'll all be great. But your picture's on my wall, and it reminds me that it's not that bad. It's not so bad at all. My martini's gone warm, I'm wondering why. I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window, and I can't see it all. And even if I could, it'll all be gray. But your picture's on my wall, and it reminds me that it's not that bad. It's not so bad at all.
Dear Stephen Eady, we wrote what we haven't heard back. We put our cell and pager numbers across the bottom in black. We sent an ashtray that we made. We hope the mailman didn't break it. We sent our newest CD and some pictures of us naked. You probably hear this every day, but we're your biggest fans. We listen to you every morning while we eat our Raisin Bran. We know for swinging song stylings, you are second to none. You do the greatest version ever of Black Hole Sun. So write us back. Don't let us think this letter fell on deaf ears. Cause we're your fans and we're your friends. Regards, the Loungeliers.
My martini's gone warm, I'm wondering why. I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window, and I can't see it all. And even if I could, it'll all be gray. But your picture's on my wall, and it reminds me that it's not that bad. It's not so bad at all.
Dear Stephen Eady, gotta tell you now, we're getting pissed. We really hated how you treated us like we don't exist. We brought our mothers out to Westbury the night you played, stood there waiting just to meet you at the barricade. But you just ran to your car while we all stood there freezing. Because it was cold that night, you know? Our mothers are still sneezing. But we're not mad at you. It's just that we don't like being lied to. And that's the reason we thought we'd try again and write you. You see, we're just like you. It's the way we sing and play. We wear the swankiest clothes. And in our hair, there's lots of spray. So won't you call and we can talk? You know that we're all ears. We're the biggest fans you'll ever lose. The Loungeliers.
My martini's gone warm. I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window. And I can't see at all. And even if I could, it'll all be great. But your picture's on my wall. It reminds me that it's not so bad. It's not so bad at all.
Dear, we're too important playing Vegas to write our fans. You're probably really busy soaking in the jacuzzi at the Sands. We waited half a year, but we haven't heard back from you yet. So instead of writing letters, we recorded this cassette. We're in the car right now. We must be doing 95. We drank a pitcher of martinis. Then we went out for a drive. You really treat your fans like crap. And on that you can quote us. And so we came up with this plan to make you sit up and take notice. You hear that screaming from the trunk? That's your pal, Robert Goulet. Shut up, Bob. He's on our nerves, singing Camelot all day. Remember, this is all your fault when you hear he's not alive. If you were nicer to us, hey, this road's too slippery to drive.
My martini's gone warm, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window, and I can't see at all. And even if I could, it'll all be great. But your picture's on the wall, and it reminds me that it's not that bad. It's not
friends and fans who call themselves the Loungeliers. We meant to write you sooner. This is Steve Eady here. Thanks for all your lovely letters and the wishes they include. We have to draw the line of those pictures of you nude. We think you probably need some therapy. Don't take this the wrong way. We don't want to end up like our good friend Bob Goulet. He was kidnapped by some fans and they stuffed him in the trunk. Then they all died in the crash because the fools were driving drunk. In the car they found the tape. They didn't say who it was to. Come to think of it, Steve, what the hell were their names again?
My martini's gone warm, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window, and I can't see it all. And even if I could, but your picture's on my wall, and it reminds me that it's not that bad. It's not so bad at all. It's not that bad. It's not so bad at all.
If you learn nothing else from this, learn that Steve and Edie apparently treat their fans like crap. That is the Loungeliers with their cover of Stan. Theirs is entitled Stan the Man. You know, you can't mention that song, by the way, without giving some credit to Dido for her song Thank You, by the way. That Loungeliers track comes from their 2002 release, Wow, It's the Loungeliers 2. Before that, the Four Eyes with their cover or parody of Stan entitled Stan Lee, a tribute to the founder of Marvel Comics. You'll find that one on their Secret Center Sessions Volume 3 disc one, which I believe you can find at their website, thefoureyes.com. Check that out. I'll put a link in the show notes as well. All right, from parody, let's go to a fairly serious take on one of Eminem's earlier tracks, an early cover, as a matter of fact. This one came from Tori Amos's 2001 cover CD called Strange Little Girls, where she did a lot of covers of male artists, some of which had you know, I'm certainly not going to say misogynist lyrics because Joe Jackson's Real Men is in there. Bob Geldof's I Don't Like Mondays. It was just a dark, maybe just a dark album, I think is probably the theme she was going with on that one. Here's her cover of Eminem's 97 Bonnie and Clyde, or Tori Amos, from her album Strange Little Girls.
Baby, your dad loves you. And I'm always gonna be here for you, no matter what happens. You're all I got in this world. I'd never give you up for nothing. Nobody in this world is ever gonna keep you from me. I love you. Come on, hey, we're going to the beach. Grab a couple of toys and let Dada strap you in the car seat. Where's Mama? She's taking a little nap in the trunk. Oh, that smell. Dada must have run over a skunk. Now I know what you're thinking. It's kind of late to go swimming, but you know your mama. She's one of those type of women that do crazy things. And if she don't get her way, she'll throw a fit. Don't play with Dada's toy knife, honey, let go of it. And don't look so upset. Why you acting bashful? Don't you want to help Dada build a sandcastle? And Mama said she wants to show you how far she can float. Don't worry about that little boo-boo on her throat. It's just a little scratch. It don't hurt. Her was eating dinner while you were sleeping. Spilled ketchup on her shirt. Mama's messy, and she will let her wash off in the water. Me and you can play by ourselves, can't we? Called prison and a place called jail. And Dada's probably on his way to all of them except one. Cause Mama's got a new husband and a stepson. And you don't want a brother, do you? Maybe when you're old enough to understand a little better, I'll explain it to you. But for now, we'll just say Mama was real, real bad. She was being mean to Dad and made him real, real mad. But I still feel sad that I put her on timeout. Sit back in your chair, honey. Quit trying to climb out. I told you it's okay, hey. You wanna papa take a night-night and a goo-goo-gaga or make goo-goo-gaga? Dad'll change your day. Clean the baby up so her can take a nighty-nighty. Your dad'll wake her up as soon as we get to the water. 97. Bonnie and Clyde, me and my daughter, me and my daughter.
Count told you before, no country.
Oh, but it's hip-hop, Bree. It's country and hip-hop.
What the fuck are you wearing anyway? You're not coming in.
Ah, we'll do it here. Whatever, Dre. Just let it run. Ayo, turn the beat up a little bit. Ayo, this song is for anyone? Fuck it, just shut up and listen. To be the most meanest MC on this earth, and since birth I've been cursed with this curse to just curse and just blurt this berserk and bizarre shit that works in itself, and it helps in itself to relieve all this tension, dispense in these sentences, getting this stress has been eating me recently off of this chair, and I rest again peacefully, peacefully. But at least have the decency in you to leave me alone when you freaks see me out in the streets when I'm eating or feeding my daughter to not come and speak to me. I don't know you, and no, I don't know you. A motherfucking think I'm not Mr. Ince. Think I'm not where your friends think I'm not Mr. Friendly. I can be a prick if you tempt me. My tank is on empty. No patience is in me, and if you offend me, I'm lifting you 10 feet in the air. I don't care who is there and who saw me destroy you. Go call you a lawyer, file you a lawsuit. I smile in the courtroom and buy you a wardrobe. I'm tired of all you. I don't mean to be mean, but that's all. Just me, and I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. Radio won't even play my jams. I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. I don't know, it's just the way I am. Sometimes I just feel like my father. I hate to be bothered with all of this nonsense. Circles me, and it seems like the media immediately points a finger at me. So I point one back at him, but not the index or pinky or the ring or the thumb. It's the one you put up when you don't give a fuck, when you won't just put up with the bullshit they pull. Cause they full of shit too, when a dude's getting bullied and shoots up his school, and they blame it on Marilyn and the heroin. Where were the parents at? And look where it's at, middle America. Now it's a tragedy, now it's so sad to see upper class city having this happening. Then attack Eminem cause I rap this way. But I'm glad cause they feed me the fuel that I need for the fire to burn, and it's burning, and I have returned. I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. Radio won't even play my jams. I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. I don't know, it's just the way I am. I'm so sick and tired of being admired that I wish that I would just die or get fired and drop from my label and stop with the fables. I'm not gonna be able to talk on my name is. I'm pigeonholed into some poppy sensation. It's a poppy rotation at rock and roll stations, and I just do not have the patience to deal with these cocky Caucasians who think I'm some wigger who just tries to be black. Cause I talk with an accent and grab on my balls, so they always keep asking the same fucking questions. What school did I go to? What hood I grew up in? The why, the who, what, when, the where, and the how? Till I'm grabbing my hair and I'm tearing it out, cause they're driving me crazy. I can't take it, I'm racing, I'm pacing, I stand and I sit, and I'm thankful for every fan that I get. But I can't take a shit in the bathroom without someone standing by it. No, I won't sign your autograph, you can call me an asshole, I'm glad. Cause I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. Radio won't even play my jams. I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. I don't know, it's just the way I am. I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. Radio won't even play my jams. I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. I don't know, it's just the way I am.
Okay, you can come in for 5 minutes, but leave that fucking banjo outside.
Oh, gee, thanks.
That is Eminemily, let me try this one more time. Eminemily, there we go, with her cover of The Way I Am. It shouldn't be that hard to say, from her album Mother Banjo. you should definitely check out if you like the style of that. The Way I Am, again, by Eminemily. Before that, Boogaloo to Eminem from their self-titled album from 2010. They covered five tracks of Eminem's, including We Made You, which you heard right there, and 97 Bonnie and Clyde. Man, I don't know what's more twisted, the fact that Tori Amos decided to cover that song or the fact that Eminem decided to write that song. They're both suspect, if you ask me. 97 Bonnie and Clyde from her album Strange Little Girls from 2001. And that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have a suggestion for a song or a show, email me, coverville@gmail.com. You can also call a request line. That number is 206-222-COVER. That's 206-222-2683. Also, you can visit us online at coverville.com, where you can post your comments in the show notes for this very episode or any other episode. Download every single episode of Coverville. Sign up for Coverville citizenship. Only 10 more episodes until we hit 700, and those first DVDs, the 601 through 700 DVDs, will not be available. I'm sorry, the 501 to 600 DVDs will not be available anymore. Nor, I think, will the t-shirts. I think we're going to retire those t-shirts as soon as the new ones come out when we hit episode 700. So, if you want the 2009/2010 era Coverville Citizen t-shirt, you've just got 10 more episodes to sign up. So there you go. We'll be back on Thursday night with a special Soul Sides edition of Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. You'll find Coverville, along with a bunch of Coverville shows, over in the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. Find out more about that at frogpants.com.
Audio program so good, it's like you're there!